Oh, they don't want none. They don't want none. They don't want none. What's going on, everybody? It's a brand new episode of Draped in Gold, your one-stop shop for NXT content all across the globe. Coming at you each and every week. My name is Lobo Boys, but this time I would say, as always, I'm being joined by Jack Farm, but he's not even in the building. Please welcome our correspondent at large, James Lott Jr. What's going on, sir?
I'm back, bitches. You know, I'm so glad to be back at this episode, Flobito, because it was very soap opera-y today.
What you mean by soap opera. Wrestling's a sport, I tell you. Combats, blood, sweat, tears, motivations, and all that jazz.
We didn't have much of that actually yesterday. Except there were a lot of face kicks in one of the matches. But other than that, it was pretty light to me, but it was all about Carmelo Hayes.
We'll get to that in just a second. Well, it's got to say, we're streaming right now live on Facebook, on YouTube, on X, on Twitch, on Trovo Live, and LinkedIn. So drop a comment below. Let me know what you think. I got to be honest with you, full disclosure, your boy is a world traveler. I got a flight to catch, so we're going to make sure we have ourselves an easy, breezy time. And if you want to know what Jack is doing right now, he's probably slacking off. It's probably those ranchers, I tell you. Okay.
But you know, Flo invites you back for a show, man. He's like, I got to do it in 15 minutes, James.
I did not say that. 25. Listen, let's talk about your boy Carmelo. I always ask people if they like somebody as a professional wrestler, would you buy the merch? But you literally are buying the merch. The world,
I bought it.
It was a chop block heard around the world. Vengeance Day, Trick Mello game was to go 2-for-2. They went 0-for-2 and Trick Willie got the hit from behind and was left just writhing in pain. We all wanted to know why Mello, why? You're a fan of the guy. What happened to your boy?
I don't know. I'm like, I'm confused myself. And I want to find what's going on because, first of all, he looks so good.
He does actually. He's a well-dressed man
with the breasticles. I mean, it was beautiful. It was just usual beautiful. It was usual.
He is beautiful, man. Sure. Yeah.
Yes. Okay. Let's get that out the way, folks.
I tell all the time, Draped in Gold is a full Carmelo praise show. He gave us the nod back in the day. You can't say nothing bad about the guy.
Yeah. Exactly. Right. Exactly. But here's the thing. I'm kind of confused myself. Like, what? So he brought his folding chair out. He sat down a couple times. But I'm like, I still don't understand what the F was going on. Like, why is he turned, is he called a heel or something? Why did he go
He's a heel, yeah. So first of all, we don't say folding chair. We say steel chair. Oh, steel chair. Even though it's made of aluminum, we say steel chair. I'll hit you with this folding chair. Blah, blah.
Hey, so that, you know, that was Black History Month, and Black folks with their folding chairs.
That's true. We should say folding chairs now, right? That is a symbol of liberation. Exactly. I stand corrected.
I'm bringing black to Draping Gold.
Sorry.
But here's the point, folks. So what I'm trying to understand is I'm trying to find the receipts. Like, what is it? He's talking. It's almost like double speech. I don't know what is the point? That you were friends. You guys were friends. You guys were buddies.
This is what I actually liked about this, because the first 5 minutes, he's going to tell us. And he was like, I'm not even ready. And he went out for a smoothie. I don't know.
I know. I was laughing.
But this is the thing. Like, okay, so I get the idea. When Carmelo won the breakout tournament, they put him with Trick Williams, and that was his friend from the hood, and they grew up together. They got on top of the car together. But then Carmelo has like this like cerebral, like, yeah, I kind of let him be better, but not as good as me. And I wonder, why is a man so insecure all of a sudden?
Well, sometimes we are pitted against each other in certain ways. And maybe somebody was in his ear. Maybe he's just seeing things. Maybe his head's getting a little too big. Beautiful head. It could be any of that stuff could be happening that's making him think. I just love breaking Flobo. And this is no Jack Farmer here. No, here's the thing. I just think that sometimes people get a little big for their britches. Mm-hmm. I know I love him. He good. Be a little big for his, and you think almost like you see your friend having success. You're like, wait a minute. Yeah. I mean, if I could get elbow in the back of the back, I would too, but you know.
Really? You wouldn't even go to my face, man. Damn.
Don't do the face. Oh, you don't mess the face.
Not my actual face. I need this. I mean, okay. So here's somebody who's like, look, I'm over it. Trick Williams didn't even show up. We got the tease of his music, which I will say this, during the Dusty Cup going up to this, people were getting way behind Trick Williams. Even the crowds were even louder for Trick than it was for Carmelo. Got to ask you, have you ever had to cut somebody off because they're getting too big when they're supposed to be your sidekick?
Yes. Several times. Actually, they cut me off. And so then I'm forced to cut back. A lot of cutting. It's like trimming the fat.
Okay. Shout out to Vic Joseph, being joined by Byron Saxton, by the way, Black History Month, who says, Carmelo's not a Casanova, he's a coward. Love the reference, because you know, back in the day, Carmelo was known as Christian Casanova. All right, so Ilya Dragunov has now been exonerated because, you know, Carmelo admitted for hitting Trick Williams behind. We thought the Mad Dragon was a bad dude, but now he's actually one of us. So is this kind of like a fake face turn for Ilya? Are you a fan of Ilya Dragunov?
I'm okay with him. I remember when a previous one, he was in one of the previous shows I was on, and I remember seeing him not being that impressed at first, and then he impressed me a little bit. So no, he's, you know, and as we'll talk about the match later, he impressed me in that. He tried to hold his own for a while. He's somebody I'm not a huge fan of, but I mean, he's okay. I'm not against him or super for him.
Yeah, I love it because like they call him Unbesiegbar, which is like German for invincible. So I sound fluent as heck when I'm like, oh, Unbesiegbar, you know, nine.
Oh,
yeah, shout out to Mike Wexler in the chat.
I am a legend. Shit.
Mike, let me know. Do we still refer you to your old gimmick or is that officially dead? Let me know. I want to make sure I do it right. Mike Wexler is a friend of the show. All right. So the match, our main event actually was Ilya Dragunov, the NXT champion, got provoked by Dijak, who had a win this weekend after a series of losses. So I thought Dijak was rolling, but pretty much brought too much that he can chew. Ilya Dragunov puts down the madman here on NXT this weekend. Hard-hitting affair. Thoughts about that one?
Oh, my God. Yes. Okay. First of all, Dijak's hot also.
What? It's kind of puffy, though. I don't know.
I don't mind puffy. It's fine. More puffing than huffing or something. I don't know. Okay. Anyway,
what thing. Are you huffing, sir?
Who knows, kids, over here in my house. Okay. Here's the deal. So this is where I'm talking about a lot of face hits. There were a lot of face shots. I'm like, ow, and pulling it. Now, I mean, I was like, why the face? And here's the deal. The size difference. That's why I give Ilya some points, because he hung in there when he was being tossed around like a ragdoll for a while there, and then would get some good shots on him. And so then it was like first, size difference was almost evenly matched, kind of. It was like Dijak was ahead, and Ilya was ahead. Then Dijak would come back, and Ilya would come back. I found that really interesting. Then, of course, with Dijak doing it when, you know, in between where you start laughing at him, like he's like laying down or stuff, and then Homeboy come get him over. but there's one point. But I had to chuckle. Dijak picks up Ilya by his
trunks.
I don't know what they're called. Remember, I'm not into this all the time. And told this flip. I was like, oh my God, that hurt. I mean, I felt like a girl. I was like, oh my God.
Right.
And we survived that.
Right in the booty shorts.
Eye huggers, I don't know what they're called. No. I wrote down like three times, lots of face shots, lots of kicking to the face, lots of face. So that match, I'm just like, wow, ow. But Dijak is good. I mean, I think that he could be, I'm looking at Mike saying, I think he could become a champion.
Shout out to Mike Wessler, who says, unpopular opinion, Dijak will be the NXT champion by end of 2024. Now, I would have agreed, especially on tools alone, but Dijak has to get some wins. I mean, he totally took the loss against Eddie Thorpe at the end of it in NXT Underground. Look at the loss this week. No, he won this week at NXT Vengeance Day and then lost last night. So it makes you wonder, can you be a champion if you can't win two matches in a row?
You can lose. Look at Susan Lucci on All My Choice. She lost 18 times and went on the 19th time.
Right. Did she win it again after that?
Well, no. But the whole point is, she won the biggest prize. There's nothing else to win. What else to win, Flubbo? You got the Emmy. What else is going to win? But for him, just because a couple of these things or whatever, I think it could happen. I never count anybody out when they show some skill to me. Again, I don't know all this other stuff. I saw skill in there somewhere. So I think with more training and more stuff, he probably could.
Dijak couldn't handle the crowd. Lost all tough cred to me. Shout out to Shades of Blue podcast, which I have been on a couple times. You know what I'm saying? Make sure you follow
you
that.
Suck. You suck. You suck.
No, they don't suck. Yeah, Dijak sucks. I'm in the same boat. I mean, look, there's certain times, this doesn't happen often, but there's certain times where someone may get like ripped to shreds in a promo or they get like beat up in a match. And I'm kind of like, I don't think. And like even Braun Strowman, here's a man that can like beat me up any day of the week, but I don't believe in him because Roman Reigns has stopped his head in one time on SmackDown. And I was like, oh my gosh. So Dijak has a tough road. So I get it.
We'll totally see, because if he keeps us losing over and over again, then maybe he needs to do a different profession. But if he may start to win. He may have a win, and that's all you need is just one. The underdog syndrome. It happens.
Yeah. Well, was that your favorite match last night, or did you have another one?
Out of all of them, that one was good. And I also like the Idris and the two tag team. I like those two. The other with the girls, they were all kind of...
Okay, we gotta unpack that. Let's get to that tag team matchup first. Idris and Ofay and Malik Blade and Nathan Frazier and Axum were two teams that were in the Dusty Cup Classic, which on the losing side, so they decided to talk smack backstage, which Nathan Frazier did. We have some tag team matchup player. High speed affair, but it was Axum, my boy, with the pin. Talk to me about this one. What you love about this matchup here, sir?
First of all, God bless black men, because there's two good old black men out there.
They are very attractive, yes, but the match.
Oh, that's good. Okay. They're very good looking. And good night, everybody. See you next time.
Black excellence. I love it. No, I will say Idris and Ofay will probably, if I was a young Flobo as a kid, probably Idris and Ofay will be on a poster on the wall. I'll be like, dang. I get that.
Me too, young James Vaughn Jr. for a different reason. But here we go. Here's an image on my wall, too, next to Prince. Okay, so here's the deal. I can talk about the match too. I swear. I have notes. I have lots of notes. I do.
Okay. I know you do.
I do. Okay. So number one, I thought it was actually a good match. Mm-hmm. Like I'm now that I've done this what 4 or 5 times with you now.
Yeah.
I'm noticing that some matches to me are just like, I want to see you sweating. I want to see special kicks. I want to see turns. I want to see somebody hanging on a rope, and you're holding on to them. Then somebody you twist. They might twist that way, and they fall on the ground.
Yeah, yeah.
I love. I want to see theatrics. I want to see gymnastics. I want to see. And they gave it to us. The four of them gave it to us. And there were some really great kicks. And I can't remember kicks and turns. And the way they were kicking and turning, I just love that. I thought it was. And the audience seemed to like them. They're trying to be behind each other. They're kind of liking that. I was like, I don't know much about them. I've heard of Axum and I heard of them before, but like the audience was kind of like, okay, we're going to go for them too.
Yeah, absolutely. Idris and Malik were definitely a team that was kind of like an afterthought for a while. They got hot for a bit and they didn't have the run they wanted. They lost to Trick Metal Gang in the tournament. So them being here is kind of cool. But I have a question about that, because you see at the match, a lot of times people say that kind of style of wrestling derisively as the flippy stuff. Right. Oh yeah, they're flipping around. There's no holds, and there's no slam. But you like the high energy matchup, which is pretty interesting. Let's see.
I'm finding myself as I watch these. It's my comment. I have my notes in here from other ones. I like the twists and turns and stuff. I mean, because I think I like when they're sweating a bit, and when the hair is all mad in their face, and they're sweating and they're huffing and puffing. I want to see that. I mean, to me, I'm not paying for the watches. I'm watching on TV. Why is that paying? I'm paying cable.
I want money. Yeah, what is that, bro? Sling TV is like, bro, every $40 every month. It ain't free.
I correct myself. But was like, it ain't free. I want my money's worth. I want to see you work in the ring a little bit. And I felt like they did. I feel like it was evenly matched. And then adding the Wolf Dogs on the side. Talking smack, there was a little drama there too, and stuff. So I enjoyed this match. I really enjoyed it, and I didn't think we were going to win, and they didn't. I didn't think they were, but I think they gave a good fight.
I still think Axum should be better on his own. I think he's in the spot that Dragon Lee is, but that's another issue for another time. So you mentioned the Wolf Dogs. They won the tournament. They beat Trick Mellow Gang at Vengeance Day this week. So they were watching tag team action, but they had their sights set on the family. Tony D, Channing Stacks, Lorenzo.
My man.
The NXT Tag Team Champions. And to put a little sauce on it, they actually won this week. At Vengeance Day, they beat OTM, so they're riding high. The champs have all the gold. But can the Wolf Dogs take them down next week, you think?
I don't know. question. I don't know, but they felt high on themselves. No, I'm saying I was getting there. I would say that they felt high on themselves, and so just on that alone, they could or burn down in flames because they're too cocky. I mean, you can never get too cocky. You should be have to get the right amount of confidence when you go into another match. Because like we said, we know on this show, anything can happen. I mean, literally anything can happen. We've seen upsets. You've seen things happen, and so I'm like, they're strong enough. I mean, they're too. I know who they are because I've watched them in previous matches. I like them. So, but you know, D'Angelo family's my Tony's my man. So that's another one too. So Columbus Amanda. Who knows? I don't know. It's possible.
Can I ask you a question about your favorite holiday ever?
Sure.
Do you have a Valentine this year?
No. I hate Valentine's Day. I will be working with a client that night who doesn't have a Valentine either. And I said, we're not celebrating Valentine's.
Private dancer, dancing for money.
Yeah, exactly. Do what you want me to do. Yeah, no Valentine's Day. I don't want no presents, gifts, nothing. No, nothing referencing the Valentine's Day. Nope.
I wasn't going to send you none. I'm paying for my cable. Anyway, Riley Osborne has a Valentine. It's Thea Hale, but he had a match this week, and Thea Hale was nowhere to be seen because she got some bad advice from Jason James saying that a man wait. Lexus King, the man with the sliding throne, gets the dub. Now, I'm not sure if you remember this, I told you before, but Lexus King is a son of professional wrestler Brian Pillman back in the day. Brian Pillman Jr. is what they called him. Are you a fan of Lexus King? How do you feel about Riley Osborne? Talk to me about this match.
Okay, kids.
Okay.
That entrance was everything to me. Let me get out, Flobo. The sliding chair, the fog machine, the hair metal music. That alone, I was like, I'm in.
Wow, okay,
I want to enter every room like that to myself. I want to enter every room like that myself. I was like, really? I'm in. And really? I was like, okay. And Lex is big and beefy and tall. He is beefy. And he was knocking Riley around. Because Riley's cute. He's like, okay, you're cute. Oh, okay, you're trying to be a wrestler. I get it. That's kind of how I felt.
Riley Osborne deserves better. I liked him better when he was in NXT UK, but NXT UK doesn't exist. But
no, it does. I actually missed that too. But it wasn't evenly matched at all. I'm just like, okay, it's fine. But I did enjoy Hi, Anthony G. I really enjoy Lex. But I mean that opening alone, which I was like, I'm all in.
But do you think that Riley Osborne could have won if his girl of his desires were there to win him? Okay, moving on.
Is Chase, you people were standing right next to them, or they over there cheering on?
That is not the girl he likes, though. If you like somebody, it gives you the extra like oomph, like you know, fighting to be impressed the girl you love, right?
That's true. Right? That could give that to you, but it just didn't. Yeah, well, she wasn't there, so we could should have could have would all over this place, but you know, it didn't happen.
Well, Thea Hale wanted to be there, but Jesse James was like, no, don't do it. Just play hard to get. Etc. Etc. I'm sorry, I have this in my notes. I don't know. I don't know why I'm saying it like that. Play hard to get. Enter. Don't show a man. You're right. It's so dumb.
If I read that, that's exactly how I write them. You'd be like, what the? Yeah.
All right. So let's, as far as matches are concerned, let's talk about the women's division just quite a bit more. Starting off with the unfortunate NXT breakout contract winner, Lola Vice. This Sunday at Vengeance Day, she had the contract, which gave her a chance to cash in any time. Cashes in the middle of a match, making a triple threat, and loses the match. In fact, she takes the pin, taking on Roxanne Perez, the other combatant in that matchup against Lyra Valkyria. Now, you're not the biggest fan of Roxanne Perez, but Lola Vice offered a new challenge. Thoughts about this match here, James?
Yeah, you guys know I'm a Roxanne Perez fan because she goes hard. She goes hard. She get in there. She may have a sweet little face there, but she don't care. She go in there and work hard. But I did write down Lola Vice. Dang, she's hot. I did say that.
Okay.
I was like, wow, she's hot. Dang. Roxanne came in really hard, was getting her. Lola tried. She tried. It was an okay match. It was almost evenly matched to me, almost.
Right.
But I still, the edge went to Roxanne. And of course, she won.
Ever James almost. Here's the thing with Lola Vice, though. Former MMA competitor, do you think there should be a lot more moves and holds from the MMA side? Or you're just totally fine the way you saw Lola Vice? That she tried. She was fine. It just wasn't her night.
No, she tried. She tried. No, she did. She tried. And they worked. They worked the whole ring. They worked. They did. I mean, they tried. But I've seen more harder. I was going to say some bad English. I do have to read. Mo better. I've seen better matches between women on this show where they were like, they were going down. This one was, it was cutesy, but Roxanne just gave me what I needed. And she got the win. I mean, I think Lola did an admirable job.
I'm with you. I think sometimes the pop rocks is such a hard move to launch, especially with competitors who are bigger than Roxanne, which is most of the roster. So this is where it hit for me. But Lola Vice is Cedric Welton's favorite competitor. So I always like to drag her. I like Cedric. Where's your girl now?
But Flo, here's the thing. So you actually asked me a question. And I'm like, I don't know, because I used to watch MMA. I used to watch it all the time. And there's lots of holds. And it's mostly holds and kicks and stuff. I was like, there. So I used to watch The Ultimate Fighter. I watched every season. It was a whole thing. But with wrestling, I need to see more I need more theatrics. I mean, not so much that it's over the top, you know, crazy cartoonish. But I want to see athleticism. Because you're right. Because we joke, but it's a sport. I mean, I can't do it. You know, I'm like, it's a sport.
Well, I will say this. I'm not trying to change your flavor because I love the fact that wrestling is a performance art that's open. I'm derailing the show. Sorry, guys. I'm sorry. I'm gonna go into the whole tangent here. I understand that like wrestling is a performance art and therefore it's open to every person and people. That's why you'll notice. As long as I've been covering wrestling, I'll never rank anybody. I'll never say best. I have the people I hate because I love the fact you can interpret. So I'm a big NXT UK fan because it was combat. There were like joint manipulation. They were like snapping of limbs, and it was kind of like gritty that way. It's a lot different than that. The question I have for you, though, is do you think that there's still a place for bear hugs and body slams, or is that considered archaic? Can we still do that, or is it considered like, that's old school, bro?
You can still do it. But I think if you do it, it has to be for dramatic effect, though. I mean, I guess I've been watching wrestling before you were born. I mean, that's why I used to watch back in the day. And it was very dramatic, and there was athleticism in there back then too. It was, but they entertain. I feel like when you go to these shows, and I've been to a few in my life, you won't be entertained. And I think by bear holds that could work. That could work too. I mean, it can, I guess, but it's not what I look for.
Yeah. I think the majority of I'll say casual fans. I don't say casual. That sounds kind of like an insult. I feel like people in wrestling fandom use that as an insult. These casual fans, like I want to say, people who just like wrestling are more aligned with you. I know 10, 15 years ago, WWE tried an all submission match pay per view called Breaking Point, which I think I was the only person who enjoyed it because it was all tap out matches. You know what I mean? So I get it. I totally get it.
There's a place for that other thing, other forms. It's a place for that. I don't need to see that. I only need to see that when it's towards the end. To me, it's like, but I like the kicks and splits and jumps, and I love that. I like to go, I like to jump.
Yeah.
So
you'll get. I think of all the wrestling shows. I'll move on. I swear. All the wrestling TV shows. I think NXT is the best at giving you everything. Obafemi was on Sunday, and he's not a guy who's going to do that, but he can. Everyone gives you a little bit of a flavor of what kind of wrestling you like because of the NXT UK contingent and all that. All right. Yeah. Also, women's division, we had some tag team action player. Fallon Henley and Rin Sinclair, which is the newest signee to NXT, takes on one half of Metaphor, Lash Legend, and Jakara Jackson. I want to ask you thoughts about the match, but Jack Farmer on this very show says Lash Legend is going to be the breakout star of NXT. Do you agree?
Is she the one with the big thingy?
She's the taller woman on the Metaphor side.
I wrote down, goddamn, is what I wrote down. As she walked out, as they walked out, I was like, God bless Black History Month. I can agree. Jack Farmer, sure. It was such a short and sweet match. I didn't get a full picture of what she could possibly do, what they could possibly do.
Sure.
They all got a couple of hits. You know, they all and Lash gets Ren at the end. I mean, it wasn't this match didn't impress me at all. I thought the girls were hot. They didn't really impress me that much. But I can see what I guess I would need to see more of her to make a judgment about. What do you
can't think? Lie to you. NXT does have a very attractive roster. So Ren Sinclair is hanging out with Fallon Henley, and Jack Farmer's not a big fan of Fallon Henley because I don't know if you know this. Fallon Henley owns a ranch for some reason, and Jack Farmer is a farmer, so he just totally hates for no reason. But she was mad after this matchup. She was kind of like, dang, rookie teammate, we lost. And I'm kind of like, why are you upset? She's a rookie.
Why is she upset? She lost.
Then why are you hanging with rookies? Why are you hanging with rookies is all I'm saying.
She's thinking about that for a second. Who's she hanging out with? Because she's mad. People get bitter. Yeah. They get bitter. That's what happens when they lose.
Chikara Jackson, Last Legends, One Half a Metaphor. They're a group. I still don't know why they're hanging out together, but they are doing pretty well. I know there's no women's tag team championships in NXT, but you can see them with gold, right?
Why isn't there any? I mean, there's enough teams, right?
That is a good question. You see, there was only one women's tag team championship on WWE. And it went to all the different brands. And then they made one for NXT. And I think that was too many championships because no one really has a consistent. So they merged them together. And now it's only the women's tag on WWE. But NXT doesn't have one anymore. It's a long, complicated story. They could have one.
I mean, why not? I mean, like I said, I've seen past matches with some of these girl matchups. They're rougher than the guys. I mean, they're doing, especially talking about theatrics and blood and sweat and everything. They get in there. So, I mean, why not? They should have some. And I think these girls could totally, these women could totally do it, be in it and go for it.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know where she is, but Mako Satomura, when she was on TV, can like really hit hard. Where is Mako? And everyone watching this right now, if you know where Mako Satomura is, please let me know. Cause I feel like she was like dope. The Japanese final boss. All right. There was a scene here. I want your opinion on it. The Fallon Henley used to hang out with Josh Briggs and Brooke Jensen. But backstage, Brooke Jensen's like, yo, Josh, remember, we have to have a tag team, but I'm lost without you. And Josh Briggs is like, shut up. Stand on your own 2 feet. Josh Briggs is supposed to be a good guy. I felt really different. I felt conflicted. How did you feel about this?
Maybe he was trying to teach him a lesson about standing on his own 2 feet. It could be just that.
Is it tough love? It's
tough love. Tough love.
Right. Has that ever happened to you? Has someone ever been like, hey, James, for that one time we collab, let's do it again, man. Come on. You had to be like, no, say your own 2 feet, sucker.
Yeah. Yep. Several times. Oh, yeah. Several times.
Wow.
If I feel like they do me wrong and our partnership soured, then yes. Then I don't work with you again. I don't give you second chances. So, when you're dead.
I don't know where to go from here.
You show me your ass several times in the first go round, then we're done. I mean, now I know who you are. If you feel better, good for you. Have a good day. I mean, life goes on.
As you mentioned, it's Black History Month, and they had a promo featuring Trick Williams and Booker T about Black excellence and Black stories, which I thought was pretty cool. And Kalani Jordan is back after a time away, because you know I'm a big fan of Kalani Jordan. It's really great. But speaking of Black History competitors, Kiana James, who is such a bully, is all backstage taking people's coffees and dumping them and stuff. Now, I don't know about you. I hate bullies, man. I mean, I just can't stand it. But here's somebody I thought would be breaking out this year. Kiana James, will she get comeuppance next week, you think?
I don't know. It was funny. It's like people are switching personalities these days. I don't know what's going on here. Maybe it's Groundhog Day and we're going to get early winter, early spring or something. I don't know what's going on. But or new moon on Monday or whatever. I don't know what's going on. So I think your guess is as good as mine.
Okay. Yeah. I hope that. I think Kiana James has a big chance of being one of the breakout stars on NXT, but the field is getting crowded. Because if you notice, it's the only promotion, wrestling promotion, that has an equal amount of matches for women than they do the men. And so you got to be even harder to stick out. So you got to be like, you know, so I hope she does it. But I don't think going after people in their coffees would do it, girl. I mean,
she's a hug. I don't know.
Yeah, I know this is kind of a weird thing because it only came out this Sunday, but it played again this week. There was a promo backstage or a vignette that had this cryptic writing. It says, man has three faces, one the world sees, one his family sees, and the real one no one sees. Now, rampant speculation is kind of early, so we don't really know who it is. But here's a question I have for you, though. Would you rather see a brand new competitor solo, a tag team debut, or a faction, if we have the answer to this? NXT.
good question. I mean, I don't, I mean, I'm thinking which would be the most impactful.
Mm-hmm.
I'm thinking as a producer too. I mean, that's something my producer hat on. I'm like, I don't know. It's to me, my first thought is it's going to depend on who it is, period. Whether right. It's them going slow, whether them going slow. They picked the right person for this. So I kind of like the ad campaign. I liked it. I liked the little promo thing. I liked it. So I thought it's very clever. So I'm like, it depends on the person. It depends on who the person is, period. If they're new or if they're becoming solo or if they're, it depends on the person. I'm going to just go with that because I don't know enough. I'm going to go with that. It depends on, is this person almost like in soap operas, I'm going to tie it back Ooh. Together. When yeah. someone either returns or it's a new character, they go, this is going to make a wreck havoc. Or a duo gets together. It's one of three. That's the basics of soap. So I think wrestling follows that a little bit.
I kind of wish that there's more amnesia in wrestling, but that's just me. Anything else on your notes that we didn't touch upon this weekend, sir?
Oh, actually, we did. We touched everything. And I said again, this one, I mean, there was some other matches I watched before that were way more exciting and way more in, but mm-hmm. this one was all about Carmelo. It was all about Carmelo. It was very soap operian.
Okay, so let's get right into it. It's now time for our favorite part of the show. It's now time for the MVP of NXT, the person that stuck out. It looked like it was Carmelo Hayes, but if I have to challenge you and say, who will be number two on your MVP list this week?
Ilya.
Go on.
Number two. I mean, defended himself. And at the end, Carmelo comes after him also. But I would say he'd be number two. That's what I'm saying with him, because he did a good job. And he was the second most person on screen. You know, I think about it for screen time.
I am actually surprised that you didn't pick a competitor of the matchup, the tag team matchup. I'm giving it to Axiom. Again, got the win this week. I really feel like he should be solo. I think he should be in LWO, even though he's from Spain and not Mexico or Puerto Rico. I still think he should be in that group. Axiom has so much upside. The masked man from Madrid needs more love. That's my MVP of NXT this week.
And Spain is European. That's why it's not Latino.
I understand that. But I'm just saying, as far as like being pushed... Correct. Culturally, that is correct. But I'm saying, if there's going to be a future of Lucha, I would pick Axiom over Dragon Lee. But that's just me. Just me. Hot take.
Interesting.
I mean, I hope everyone works. I hope everyone has a space. But the future of Lucha, the next Rey Mysterio, I think is more Axiom than Dragon Lee person.
As a half Latino myself, I would mm-hmm. want somebody from a Latino type country.
Fair enough. But Mexico. So Mexico has a lot of people from all over the world in it. It's a cosmopolitan nation. I mean, it doesn't.
That's true. That's true.
You can identify.
I've been there.
Let's get out of here before I get canceled. It's Straight to Go, baby. This is episode 136 of the best podcast ever. Make sure to drop a 5-star on that Spotify and Apple Podcasts. The more recent our reviews come down, the more important it is for the brand. It means the world to me. I know there's lots of NXT shows, a lot of wrestling shows, but there's only a couple of them that treat things as real, and only a couple of them that I get to have so much fun on. James Lott Jr., where can the world find you, man?
We're all James Lott Jr.'s soul. That James Lott Jr. on all social media platforms. It is my 9-year anniversary in doing hosting this week, in a couple of days. So I'm doing shows like this. I never thought a million billion years at my age of 54 years old, I'd be doing stuff like this. So happy anniversary to me.
How are you celebrating then?
Was in conjunction with another show that I started on that show. They have their anniversary too. So I'll be doing stuff with them over the weekend. I'll be a live one. Just in days. I'll be on their show on Sunday.
Love it.
But I'll probably do some posting about my early years of hosting and how young I looked. I had no facial hair and I wore glasses, and it's a whole thing.
Drape to go, baby. DrapeToGo.com. Jack Cromery back here next week. Just give a heads up. In a couple weeks, I'll be heading over to Down Under, the Cover Elimination Chamber in Perth. So there'll be no Drape to Go that week, but next week we'll be back for more fisticuffs in action. But if Jack was here, I'll say him, say the words, but I guess I'll say them. Do your best and be yourself. But I don't really believe that. Why would I have this?